Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, 5:04, weather permitting, the Yankees, they tell me it's still raining right now. I don't know, we'll see what will happen this evening. But right now, we welcome in the red-hot Brett Gardner, who joins us now. Brett, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Boy, you are on a home run tear now. Things are going well, huh?
Yeah, I've been swinging the bat good. I mean, for me, it's never about hitting home runs. It's just about having good at-bats, hitting the ball hard, and trying to get on base. So, when I hit the ball hard in the air and it goes over the fence, that's a bonus. But, I'm just trying to get on base, put together good at-bats, and we've got a pretty good lineup. So we've got some guys behind me that I think that pitchers want to attack me because they don't want to put me on base for those guys. So it's been a lot of fun.
How about this lineup? I mean, comeback ability, scoring, seven times this year, more than 10 runs. I mean, 17 times, seven or more runs. Amazing how consistent top to bottom this lineup's been.
Yeah, I mean, we've felt pretty good about where we were at during spring training, and fortunately for us, it's carried over into the season. We missed Gary Sanchez for the first few weeks and Didi for the first few weeks, but now we've got both of those guys back. We're pretty much clicking on all cylinders, and guys have been playing pretty well, so it's been a lot of fun for us as a unit, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
And you really didn't get off to a fast start this year, so then, I said because you got 8 home runs already and have hit a bunch in a short amount of time here, but you didn't get off to a fast start this year, and then you've gotten red hot.
Yeah, I mean, April was a little slow for me. I got off to a little bit of a rough start, but I've heated up once May rolled around. And, like I said, hopefully we can keep it going. I mean, baseball is one of those things where you got to deal with the ups and downs of a season, and hopefully, find a way to be consistent in a good way and continue to stay down on my legs and continue to be a little more aggressive and drive the ball a little better.
You've been here through the transition. Are you surprised by this team as you've seen the youngsters come in and you're one of the vets and seen new faces and some of the big stars retire and move away? Are you surprised by this team?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I've been saying since day one in spring training that I like the group of guys that we have, not just here in New York with us right now, but the guys we had in the room in spring training, the depth that we have in place. And, when Didi was hurt and when Gary was hurt early in the season, we had guys like Torres and Romine that filled in and did such a great job. And just goes to show that, I think that we're built for, to be able to sustain certain injuries like that. And now that Chapman's down, we've got Dellin to slide right into the closer's role. And, we've been playing pretty good baseball. So hopefully we can do our part and try and stay healthy as we get into the summer here and continue to play well.
We're talking with Yankee leadoff hitter Brett Gardner, who's off to a very solid start this year. Hit his 8th home run yesterday as the Yankees, weather permitting, will open up a series with Kansas City. You watched Sanchez do it last year, and now you've seen Judge do it this year. How about two guys coming in and having these kind of starts to their careers?
Yeah, it's pretty special. I mean, it says a lot about, not just the ability that they have, but the approach that they take to the game. And, guys that are, not just great players, but great guys and a lot of fun to have in the clubhouse. And for us guys that are getting a little bit older, it's a lot of fun for us to watch. You know, some of these young guys, the energy that they bring, they make me feel young again. And, it's a lot of fun for us to be able to see them get off to such a good start and hopefully keep it up and continue helping us win ball games.
How about, and Hicks has had a big year this year too, and he's shown power and he's hit the ball well this year. As he rotates the guys, is it always to what you want as far as when a guy might take a day, or have to sit a day in the outfield? I mean, are you always happy when it happens? I mean, is it something that you think works well for the team? How do you feel about when he tries to juggle the four outfielders?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a benefit. I mean, I think the days of Jacoby and I playing 160 games a season are probably gone. But, as long as we're in a close to 150 and doing our part out there in the outfield. I think that having a guy like Aaron Hicks, he's been playing so well, it's hard to keep him out of the lineup. So, you know, when he's out there, it's because he's part of our best lineup, and he's obviously much improved over what we saw from him last year. And even coming into spring training, you could just tell that not only his you know, physically and what he was doing, but his approach and just everything, much improved. And he's been great for us. He's a big part of where we're at right now, and a big part of us moving forward. And he's a guy that Joe can plug in there and put anywhere in the lineup or put anywhere in the outfield, and he's going to be great. So it's been a lot of fun to see him really turn the corner and turn it on this season.
How about this team? You know, you've played with a lot of big players. You've been around a long time. You've been a Yankee a long time. This team, does it have a different feel when you blend the youth and have some new faces? Does it feel like a different Yankee team?
Yeah, I guess a little bit in a way. I mean, listen, every year there's turnover on the roster, and you know, certain guys from the previous seasons that are gone and are never going to come back, and then there's new guys that come over from other places, or new guys that are young and come up through the system that you know, every year there's turnover on the roster, and it's a different group of guys. And, you know, just ever since day one of spring training, felt good about the group of guys we've had in place, and a group of guys that loves to win and we hate to lose. And we've been having a lot of fun.
And you played with some big stars through the years. This is a little different kind of lineup now. You know, it's a little different kind of feel. It's more of a top to bottom with some kids thrown in with some good solid veterans like yourself. So it's kind of a different Yankee team for us, and it must be a little different for you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, like I said, every season is a little different, and this year, obviously, we've got a little more youth on the roster than we've had in years past, and it's exciting, not just for the fans, not just for the organization, but it's exciting for us in the room, the veterans that are here, and seeing these young guys get their career started here in New York. It's a lot of fun, and kind of living through them, and really seeing how much fun they're having with it and how they're handling everything. It's you know, very fortunate to be in this position.
You know, you've been there when the team was forecast to win and win big. And this year, you know, the thoughts were a little different, that the Yankees were still kind of waiting for the kids and developing. Does this team come to a point where it starts to really believe in itself, or did it believe in itself from day one?
No, I mean, I think we believed in ourselves from day one. I mean, listen, our goal ever since day one in spring training is win the division, get back into the playoffs, and get back to the World Series. Anything else is a disappointment. I mean, I know that there was a lot of talk about being a rebuilding year and this and that, a lot of young guys, but, you know, there's no time like the present. And guys like me and Holiday and CC and Chase and Ellsbury, we're not getting any younger, and we want to win right now. And obviously these young guys are hungry and are having a lot of fun, and they want to win right now and do their best. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
You know, there was a lot of talk about maybe you going somewhere else in this offseason, that maybe the Yankees would maybe entertain offers for you, that a lot of people were interested in you. Did you give that any thought in the offseason? Anything that you thought about in the offseason?
Well, I mean, I probably thought about it a lot. I tried not to, but, you know, it gets brought up a lot, and different people bring it up to me from time to time, but something to just try and block out a little bit and, you know, get on with my off season. Try not to worry about it too much, and, you know, obviously very, very fortunate to still be here. This is the only place I want to be at, and obviously, like I said, the season's going well. We're having a lot of fun, and nobody's happier to be here than me.
Well, listen, it's a fun season. I mean, it's a dynamic lineup. You guys are never out of a game with this lineup. I mean, it's amazing how solid and how consistent this lineup has been all season. I mean, you guys have had very few slumps with the bats this year.
Yeah, I mean, you're never going to have everybody hot at the same time, but when you have four, five, six guys rolling, you know, we can kind of pick each other up. I know I started really, really slow, and Chase Headley was joking about his back being sore because he was carrying me through April. And then, you know, I mean, just things, that's the way baseball is. You know, it's a team game, and it's a beautiful game, and so far things have worked out for us, but our pitching's been good too, and offensively we've been good, but our pitching's done the job that they needed to do, really keeping us in almost every game, giving us a chance even when we get down, just holding the other team where they're at, continuing to play good defense, and giving our offense a shot in the late innings, and we've won a few games that way. So we're capable of scoring runs in different ways, but we're also capable of pitching well and playing good defense, and so far things have been going pretty well.
Listen, we know about your defense. We know about Ellsbury's. How about the big guy in right flashing the glove yesterday?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. It's something that people probably don't talk about too much. I know that they're probably going to start after he continues to make plays like that. But he's an athlete, man. He's not just a big, strong guy. He can move around. He's really, really quick. Obviously capable of covering a lot of ground, long strides and a long reach. And takes a lot of pride in what he does out there on defense, too, not just offensively but defensively. He brings a lot to the table. And it's a lot of fun for us watching play.
Yeah, he made a big throw last week in that Houston series. That night he made a great throw, and then the catch yesterday. You know, he really seems, for such a big guy, he's a pretty coordinated athlete. I mean, I didn't notice as much last year that he was as well-versed or as well-coordinated as he looks to be this year. He seems very much an all-around player the way we see him this year.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, he was just as good of an athlete last year as he was this year. But at the plate, obviously, he's quieted things down a little bit and seeing the ball a lot better and just really using the whole field. And you know, he's brings a positive outlook to the field every day. And you know, he's a lot of fun for us to be around. He brings a lot to us, not just on the field but in the clubhouse. And it's a lot of fun watching him grow.
Well, it's an interesting season so far. It's you know, the Yankees in first place, a team that's scoring a lot of runs. It's gonna shaping up as a fun season. So keep it up, and thanks for a couple of minutes. Appreciate it, Brett.
Good talking to you, Mike.
My pleasure. Take care. Thank you, Brett Gardner. 8 home runs already. Started off very cool this year. Wasn't hitting early. You know he's going to hit, but he has gotten hot, and he has been doing it. As he said, he doesn't try to hit home runs, but he's hitting a bunch so far. He's hit 8, and he's hit 8 in a short order. As a matter of fact, he has been, you know, home runs coming in bunches, but he has been hitting home runs. He's had, you know, he was really doing nothing in April, and since then he's had a very big May, and he's already got 8 home runs this year. And the Yankees have got a lot of guys with pretty interesting statistics right now. I mean, a lot of guys with a lot of statistics, whether it's home runs or on base percentage or anything else. So they got a guy doing a very big job, and led, of course, by Judge, who's had a sensational year. But Gardner's now hitting .280. You know, he plays really good defense, and he's hit 8 home runs already out of that leadoff spot. So he's doing a heck of a job. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.